I go there and I can't see one. So I go inside anyway. And the girls, they ask me, what do you want, boy? I says, I can't speak English. I can't see, I says, like, you know. Well, okay, so they took me and there was a walk-in box with ice, ice box, like, see. And I go inside there.
My brother married.
This is beautiful.
See the clothes?
You don't have to, you don't have any pictures from them.
No,
do you?
No pictures.
Leave this here for a moment. I want to examine daylight. The 12 Queens. Okay, so you go into the big ice box.
I went to the box. Then the girls took me there. He says, "Look, there was two heads, two big pork."
They're working this one.
I says, "Hmm." I says, "This is the one." Hmm. Yeah, with the finger, you know. I says, "Hmm." So I think that bloody head was about 10 or 15 cents. Now I can't tell you exactly about that much. See? And that was heavier than me. And I stopped about three times to go home, you know. So I had an old fella there. He was no relatives to me. But I couldn't call grandpa. I called uncle. Everybody, it doesn't matter in English. Uncle.
Yeah.
I said, please, uncle, you do the cooking, and I'll do the cleaning for your day when it comes. And because everyone, we got a one-day cleaning, one-day cooking. Yeah. He says, you do the cleaning for me one day, I'll do the cooking. He says, you go on. And I was happy, and that's what happened, see. Uh-huh. And I stayed there, and from there, I'm...
Were you relatives in the house? Many relatives from the house?
I had relative was a... Well, I can call uncle, I guess, because he was married to my father's sister. Mm-hmm. And he was only man. He gave me a little courage. I says, what am I going to do? I got no job. What am I going to do, you know? He says, I make $9 a week. He said, don't worry. He says, we'll eat this $9. He says, I'll help. He said, don't worry. So I had the courage. And I was going every day looking for a job. And the only thing I can say...
Where were you going looking for a job?
Every street there is a shop, factory, whatnot. I go through every place. I figure this is work, something going here.
Could you speak English?
Only English I can speak. Got a job, mister. No job, boy. And I keep on walking and turn back, you know, and I go right as far as that door, and I'm still turning around in case they say, we're sorry, come on, we'll give you something to do, you know. So, no money, no bread.
How long?
This is the word I say to them. Got a job, mister? No job. No money, no bread. This is the word I say, and I go, you know. No, they don't sympathize. They say you got no business to be here, you're a young kid, you know.
Who would say that?
Well, I was thinking that myself by people not helping you, eh?
I see. You go to English stores? Anglo stores?
Factories. Sure, it's English. What else? What could I go? It's all English. I mean, that time, eh? We didn't have no factories or any foreign Greeks or Macedonians or what. There's nobody, I mean, they had any factories. There was restaurant men, Greeks, you know, restaurants. But I didn't know nothing about it to go in a restaurant. I mean, I was looking for factories, shops. I mean, shops. There may be four or five people working. Probably they can give me a job. So finally, I went up about 3 months. I have no job.
For 3 months?
And I'm broke. But they won't let me down, you know. I mean, they have. And my father was right to me. He says, if you can't get any job, I says, I'll send your money back and come home, you know. But no, I was tough. I says, no, if I die, I'm not going to go back home, broke, you know. So anyway, finally I got a job in Harris Saboteur. That's the packing house.
Where was this?
In Junction, where is the factory now, still there. Mm-hmm. I got a job, they give me $5 a week. I work, never mind, 60, 70 hours, I get $5. And I got to get the streetcar. I think it was 8 tickets for a quarter. Mm-hmm. So it cost me a transportation almost 50 cents. So I got what, 4.5, and I got to live on that. And I save him a couple of dollars of that money. You see.
So how long? Wait, how long?
I worked about roughly maybe 6-7 months in that for $5.
Okay. So that's what you when you came in when in July you said, 1914.
Yeah.
And you got a job, say, around September?
Yeah.
And you worked until the end of winter, let's say.
I work, I'm getting big now. See, I start work now, I'm getting people know me, you know. I was a good worker. I learned the things there, and I work.
Right. And let's stop at this point for a moment. Okay. I want to ask you some questions.
You stop there?
No, this is good.
Yeah.
Did you go to church?
Yeah.
What church?
We have church in Jarvis, Greek church.
Oh, you went to
Greek
church?
Church. I went, sure, I married there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
And what language were you speaking in the boarding house? In the house?
In the house, we speak Macedonian.
You speak Macedonian in the house, eh? Mm-hmm. That's very good.
Sometimes if you want to meet somebody like a Greeks, mm-hmm. Well, we talk Greek. But that was Macedonian.
Okay.
Where Alexander the Greek was, he was in Greek. You know?
Yes, Macedonia.
Did you know that? But a lot of they say he was a Greek because he was educated in the Greek. Uh-huh. He was born in Salonika. Uh-huh. You know the history.
Yeah.